ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मेतयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। भज गोविन्दम् भज गोविन्दम् गोविन्दम् भज मूढमते सम्प्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षति विक्रंकरणे। वी आर डीलिंग विद ओल्ड एज। व्हाट इज ओल्ड एज? व्हेन फिजिकल एनर्जी बिकम्स लेस, बट नो वे द एनर्जी बिकम्स लेस इन द माइंड। दैट इज व्हाई इट इज सेड, even though physically we are unable to do anything, mentally our clinging, our desires, not only they do not age, but they become younger and younger and younger, and stronger and stronger and stronger. That is why every great soul advises us that if we are really intelligent, we have to look forward and say, by the grace of God, if I live in future, then I should be able to deal with this old age. So, as I was mentioning, Vedanta advises older people to lessen their physical activities and turn their energies inward. And this is called Vanaprasthashrama, and this is predominantly concerned with Upasana. What is Upasana? Moving gradually towards God, approaching God nearer and nearer and still nearer, and finally become merged in God. So we have to practice from now onwards contemplation of God at regular times, japa, meditation, study of scriptures, listening to the scriptures, and thinking deeply about the scriptures. We have to start now, because we do not know what is going to happen when. So one can also keep holy company in the form of regular visits to monasteries, spiritual people, holy places, and where satsanga is going on, etc. We, in the modern age, as I mentioned, are blessed with so many conveniences, TVs, MP3 players, CDs, mobile phones, and all these have both good as well as adverse effects. But they can also give us immensely beneficial company without going anywhere, without any what we call spending energy, sit in our sofa, in our bed, in our chair, at home, and we can have all the benefits of satsanga. Of course, this is not a substitute for actual satsanga, but this is the next best that can happen. So one can use these conveniences which are available by God's blessings, but they should be used creatively in viewing temples, holy places, festivals, listening to spiritual talks, bhajans, etc. In fact, as I said, we are spoiled for choice. Vedanta reminds us again and again that moksha through self-knowledge is the only goal of life. If we keep spiritual growth as our goal and strive sincerely, we can gain self-knowledge and enjoy our old age. Is there any other way? నాణ్యః పంథా విద్యతే అయనాయ. అబ్సల్యూట్లీ దెర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ వే ఫర్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ రైట్ నౌ అండ్ హియర్ అండ్ హియర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ ఫాల్స్ ఆఫ్. మోక్ష ఇస్ ది అల్టిమేట్ గోల్. యాజ్ వీ వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఇన్ అవర్ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్, ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ కెన్ బి వెరీ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. సో ది కండిషన్ ఈజ్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లెట్ అస్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఐదర్ ఐఎమ్ ఓల్డ్ ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ ఓల్డ్. నెక్స్ట్ మేక్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. బికాజ్ యూ సీ వెన్ ఏ చైల్డ్ ఈజ్ ప్లేయింగ్ అండ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ ప్లే, దట్ ఈస్ ఎ మోస్ట్ న్యాచురల్ థింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ బట్ ఫర్ ఏ చైల్డ్. బట్ ఇఫ్ ఏ గ్రోన్ అప్ ఏ యూత్ ఈజ్ స్పెండింగ్ ది టైమ్ ఇన్ ఓన్లీ ప్లేయింగ్ ఇంటర్నెట్ గేమ్స్, వాచింగ్ మూవీస్ అండ్ వేస్టింగ్ హిస్ టైమ్, హీ డజంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ వేస్టింగ్ హీజ్ టైమ్, హీఈ్ ఆల్సో బికమింగ్ ఇమ్మెన్స్లీ హార్మ్ఫుల్ టు ఎనీబడి. బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ జనరల్ రూల్ వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఎన్ ఎంప్టీ మైండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మియర్లీ హార్మ్లెస్ బట్ ఈ సోన్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఫిల్డ్ విత్ అడ్వర్స్ థాట్స్, అడ్వర్స్ డిజైర్స్, అడ్వర్స్ కంపెనీ, అడ్వర్స్ యాక్షన్స్. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ మోస్ట్లీ నౌ. పీపుల్ ఆర్ టర్నింగ్ టెరిబుల్లీ వయోలెంట్ అండ్ వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ డూ యూ థింక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ కమింగ్? దిస్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ వెన్ వీఆర్ రిసెప్టివ్, బట్ ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ అవుట్లెట్స్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ ఫర్ అస్ సో దట్ వీ కెన్ బి ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్. పీపుల్ కెన్ బికమ్ టెర్రరిస్ట్, బ్రెయిన్ వాష్డ్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ కేర్ఫుల్. ఎనీ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ కెన్ బి బెనిఫిషియల్ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ హార్మ్ఫుల్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ హౌ వీ యూజ్ ఇట్. సో ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ సే, సో ఐ హ్యావ్ రీచ్డ్ దిస్ ఏజ్, లెట్ మీ ఫస్ట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ 100% కంప్లీట్లీ, ఎస్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఓల్డ్ అండ్ లెట్ మీ లివ్ ఎ డిగ్నిఫైడ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ లైఫ్. హౌ డస్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్? ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లెట్ మీ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఐఎమ్ ఓల్డ్. సెకండ్లీ వాట్ బెస్ట్ కెన్ ఐ డూ టు యూజ్ దిస్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ మై లైఫ్ మోస్ట్ క్రియేటివ్లీ, మోస్ట్ పర్పస్ఫుల్లీ, విచ్ విల్ ఈల్డ్ మీనింగ్ టు అస్, మీనింగ్ టు మీ. అండ్ దెన్ వీ ఫైండ్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ కెన్ బి కల్టివేటెడ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ఎన్ అడ్వైజ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ స్పిరిచువల్ పీపుల్ బట్ ఫర్ ఈవెన్ వరల్డ్లీ పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ విష్ టు బి స్పిరిచువల్. దే కెన్ స్టడీ హయ్యర్ సబ్జెక్ట్స్, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి సైన్స్, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి హిస్టరీ, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి ఫిలాసఫీ, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ షార్పెన్స్ ది ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ కీప్స్ ది మైండ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ లోలీ థింగ్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ డు నాట్, ది మైండ్ విల్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఫాల్ డౌన్. బట్ వీఆర్ స్పెసిఫికల్లీ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ టర్న్డ్ ఇన్వర్డ్, హూ ఆర్ వైజర్ అండ్ హూ వాంట్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. సో ఫర్ దట్ లుక్ ఇన్సైడ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫాలో ది కమాండ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హోలీ మదర్. వాట్ డిడ్ హోలీ మదర్ సే? దట్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ స్టాప్ గ్రంబ్లింగ్, స్టాప్ బీయింగ్ డిసాటిస్ఫైడ్, స్టాప్ ఫైండింగ్ ఫాల్ట్ విత్ అదర్స్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ వీఆర్ వైజ్ ఇనఫ్ టు లుక్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు అవర్ ఓన్ లైఫ్స్, వీ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ ఆపర్చునిటీస్ టు గెట్ అవర్ ఓన్ ఫాల్ట్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా. ప్లెంటీ ఆఫ్ ఫాల్ట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. హౌ ఆమ్ ఐ స్పెండింగ్ మై టైమ్? హౌ ఆమ్ ఐ స్పెండింగ్ మై లీజర్? హౌ ఆమ్ ఐ స్పెండింగ్ మై ఎనర్జీ? అండ్ ఎమ్ ఐ డూయింగ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి డన్? అండ్ ఎమ్ ఐ నాట్ పుట్టింగ్ ఫోర్త్ ఇనఫ్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు డూ వాట్ ఐ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు డూ రియల్లీ? అండ్ దెన్ వీ ఫైండ్ దట్ బోత్ వేస్, ట్రయింగ్ టు ఓవర్కమ్ ఫాల్ట్స్ బై చేంజింగ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ టు దేర్ ఆపోజిట్, దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రతిపక్ష భావన. బట్ ఆల్సో ప్రోగ్రెసింగ్ స్లోలీ బట్ ష్యూర్లీ టువర్డ్స్ అవర్ గోల్, టువర్డ్స్ గ్రేటర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్, మేకింగ్ అవర్ లైఫ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ మీనింగ్ఫుల్. సో యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్, ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ స్టాప్ ఫైండింగ్ ఫాల్ట్ విత్ అదర్స్. సెకండ్లీ స్టాప్ వేస్టింగ్ అవర్ లైఫ్, అవర్ ఎనర్జీ ఇన్ ఫ్రూట్లెస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. ఇట్ కుడ్ బి గాసిప్, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి ప్లేయింగ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హ్యాజ్ ఎ ప్లేస్. entertainment also has its place. Okay, if you want to relax for a few minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, out of 24 hours, that is absolutely fine. But it should, there are certain conditions that entertainment should be only for entertainment, not for degrading our mind by watching something most undesirable. And most undesirable doesn't mean only bad things. It means that which can inspire us or incite us to what is called unfulfilled desires. Oh, I could have done, this looks very nice. If I can become more rich, more wealthy, then I would be very happy person. No, try to be happy not in future, but right now. So, and then old age is the best time to think best thoughts and to bless everybody, to encourage everybody, to be cheerful. And there are plenty of books which will give us insight how to grow gracefully into old age. So, these are the things that we have to do. And if how do we know that we have really done what we have been discussing? The first thing we find, the mind becomes extremely calm. Second thing we find, that we become very cheerful. Third thing we find, whatever happens in the world, it doesn't really agitate the mind. On the contrary, it will only reinforce our discrimination and our dispassion and turn our minds more towards God. There is a story, just now I am reminded, there is one of the disciples, I think his name was Sanatana Goswami or so, I am not sure about the name, but it doesn't matter, the story is important. One day, and this man was working under a Nawab in Bengal. So one night, the Nawab sent for him. So he also sent a palanquin to fetch. He was a minister and very wise minister. So the Nawab was very happy with him. He wanted to consult his minister for something. So at night, almost midnight, and then these palanquin bearers, they were chanting as they usually do while carrying a person in their palanquins. And as he was going in the street, there was a house. Probably there was some old age people. Probably it is the will of God, will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then hearing the palanquin bearers singing in a sing-song way, rhythmically, loudly, the man was, an old man was telling towards his wife, "So what is this noise that is going on? Either it must be a dog or it must be a slave of the Nawab. Otherwise, at this midnight, when one should sleep and take rest, who will be going there?" Hearing these words, instantaneously transformation has come. I guess he went to the Nawab and then he did what he has to do. He came back and he was thinking of resigning the job. Then this man's brother disciple, another disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had sent him very cryptic message. I do not remember that Sanskrit, but the meaning is like this. Just a few letters and 4 lines. Where is that Ayodhya where once Rama ruled? Where is that Dwaraka where Krishna ruled? Like that, with so many great people were there. They ruled and then they were so famous. Even today we hear their story. Where are all they now? There is a song. A song also is there. It is one of my most favorite songs. Sri Rama bhajo dukhame sukhame bahu veera huve balavan huve kitane na mahipat mana huve ab kaun kaha kuch dhyana dharo sab nashwar hai mat man karo Sri Rama bhajo dukhame sukhame. Worship, adore the divine Lord Sri Rama. Bahu veera huve. How many greatest heroes were not there on this earth? how many great emperors were not born, ruled for some time and gone forever, submerged in the water, deep waters of the past history. Balavan huve, bahuvira huve, balavan huve. Kitanena mahipat mana huve. How many great emperors, so highly adored in their times while they were alive. Ab kaun kaha, where are they? Even the dust of their bones is also not available. Kuch dhyana dharo, think over these things, my brother. Sri Rama bhajo, dukhame sukhame. This song is most marvelous. This is what we have been discussing here. Worship the Divine Lord. When? Sukhame dukhame. Dukhame sukhame. Because even a saint cannot avoid what is pleasure and pain, good and evil, light and darkness. Nobody can escape these things. These are called existential conditions. It is impossible to escape. This was what Buddha was talking about. So this Goswami, he heard, received the message, immediately resigned his high ministerial post and hurried to Vrindavan, became a monk. And this is what we will have to do in old age. Nobody is there now. That idea, Shankaracharya will elaborate, but it will come a little later. In old age is the time, ponder as a witness. Whatever has passed, how many times you have not eaten, how many times you have been honored, how many times you have been insulted and dishonored and put into difficulties, how many people have not spread bad names in your name. Is this only in your case? It happens in everybody. Sri Rama did not escape. Sri Krishna did not escape. And Sri Ramakrishna did not escape. Swami Vivekananda did not escape. Holy Mother did not escape. In fact, even the closest people to Holy Mother were the people who dared to criticize Holy Mother, not recognizing because she was so humble, as if she is an invisible being in front of them. So everyone has to go through them. But it is all for good. When God is extremely gracious, He will send all these things so that to remind us again and again. I remember another story. So a man was dead and went to hell. And then he was given the job of stoking the fire. This is according to Christian concept. And then he was suffering very much. One day the Yamadharmaraja, the king of hell, was passing by. And Yamadharmaraja took one look at him, came nearer to him and said, "Papa, oh my goodness, what a miserable life you are leading. If only you heeded to the 3 emails I sent you." The man became extremely angry. "You are a liar. You claim to have sent me 3 emails. I never received a single one." Yamadharmaraja again clicked his tongue and then he explained, "You stupid fellow," he did not say, in brackets only, "stupid fellow, did you not see people who were in high positions and who were in low positions? Then they lost their jobs. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them were sent to jail. Some of them even were murdered. Have you not seen?" "Yes, I have seen. I myself was a victim of some of them. That was the first email I sent you. You did not wake up." "Then what is the second email?" "Well, when you retired from your job, have you not met lot of old people?" "Yes, I met lot of old people. I myself became old. I became miserable comparing what I could have achieved and did not, and all the adverse circumstances that befell me, all those things. And I saw plenty of other people suffering, completely neglected, their families threw them out, practically, literally. And Yama Dharmaraja smiled and said, that was the second email. Now, what is your last email, third email? Well, have you not seen dead people? Well, I have seen plenty of them. Well, that was the third email I sent. You did not read my mail. So, what God is not going to send you and me these emails. Only Swami Dayatmananda will send you through WhatsApp application all these wonderful things every day morning practically, the teachings of the greatest saints on earth, the Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swami Vivekananda, direct disciples, other saints and sages, that's what you will get. But God will send this message every single day. We encounter diseased people, displaced people, old age people, and dead people, and all sorts of people. Just open your eyes. Look at what is happening. How many thousands of people are dying every day in the present war that is going on? How the evil-minded people are harming everybody? How there are also people, in spite of all that, leading very inspiring lives. Not one or two, but thousands and thousands. But unlike evil people, they do not come online with advertisement, we are doing so many, all these good things at all. No. So, these are all reminders for us. And in this Bhaja Govindam, the very first verse, as we have seen, O fool, you are trying, you have not become wiser. You are becoming even more unwise in your old age by clinging on to useless type of acquisition of this dry knowledge of especially grammar. So, samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshate dukrum karane. When death approaches you, not only death, we do not need to take that extreme step. But when old age approaches, how many miserable people you can see and you can learn. Do I want to be like one of them? No. I must also become revised. Is there any way? There are thousands of ways. Because there are practically, I would say, millions of people throughout history who are wise, who learned the lessons of life, either from the scriptures or from the saints or from daily experience, and they have adjusted their lives, made their lives meaningful, and their lives became fulfilled, and they died very happily. Recently, I do not remember the name, but I came across a great person, and death is about to come to him. And then somebody went in, probably had a conversation with him actually. These conversations were produced actually in a book form. Even I don't remember. Several years back I have read this book. And then this old man said, I have had my fling. I have experienced great pleasures. I also suffered a great lot. But now nothing will touch me like water cannot attach itself to the back of the duck or to the leaf of a lotus plant. So, I am quite content with what I am and I have no regrets. I will be leading this kind of life. When the time comes, gladly I will kick my bucket. I have nothing to regret. And he is telling very honestly, very sincerely, what was his experience. Now tell me, how many of us will be able to tell to ourselves that I have led my life, I had my fling, I had experienced both, now I am quite content and I want to think more and more increasingly of God. This is what Sri Ramakrishna again and again is going to tell us. This is about old age we have seen, but as I said in our past classes, because of this passage of time, I have brought in several shlokas which were far ahead of us. Now we are going back again to pick up the thread where we had left it. So we are entering into the verse number 8. We are all caught in the net of samsara. And as Sri Ramakrishna says, and he gives a typical day-to-day example that goes on probably everywhere, but especially in West Bengal. Ramakrishna was a great observer. He saw that even wherever there is a stream, there will be some fish, maybe small, maybe a little bigger, or depending upon it, even bigger fish also. So the people construct a kind of like cages where rats are caught. The door is open. The fish will enter. The open-doored cage is kept towards the flow of the water. And what happens? When along with the water, dancing nicely, the fish enter into the cage, probably they will also put some tempting tidbits to tempt the fish. You know, they can smell a lot. And they will enter. And then it is closed. The door is open. But they are caught in that cage. And they are struggling to push their way past that net, iron net, metal net. But Sri Ramakrishna heard a song about it. Even though the door through which they entered is open, all that they need to do is to turn their faces towards the entrance. It is never closed. And yet, the poor fish never have the wisdom to turn. And after some time, maybe some hours or early in the morning, the people who put the cages, and they will come, pick them up, and then they become nice dinner. Which is not a bad thing at all, really, from my point of view. Because, you know, our food becomes us. So, from the escaping the natural, what is called evolutionary pathway, escalator, straight away they become human beings, and hopefully they will pursue the higher interests, higher goals soon afterwards. So in the verse 8, goes like this. Without any further ado, let us deal with it. Here, what is the essence of this 8th shloka? That this samsara, this marvelous thing called the world play, is extraordinarily fascinating, impossible to understand, amazing. And we come together. And then we think we know each other. Neither I know about myself, and much less about other people. And I do not have that buddhi, that wisdom, even to think, who am I? Where from have I come? Who are these people? What is my relationship with them? How long is this relationship going to last? And if I do not think about it, I will be also like that fish caught in that maze, even though the door is open, as if the door is closed, because in the mind, as if there is no door, as if they have been caught. This is a marvelous simile Sri Ramakrishna gives in his gospel. Here goes the verse 8. Kate kanta kaste putraha samsaraha ayam ativa vichitraha kasyatvam kaha kuta ayataha tatvam chintaya tat iha bhrataha. Who is your wife? Who is your son? Strange is the way of the world. Of whom are you? From where have you come? Brother, now ponder over these truths. The point to be noted here, Shankaracharya, such a realized soul, is addressing all of us, that you are my brother. Because brother means at one time, I was also in your condition. But now by God's grace, I become enlightened. So, you are all children of immortality. That's what Swami Vivekananda gave the clarion call that Shrunvantu Vishve Amrutasya Putraha. Every one of us, not only human beings, every being is a Amruta Putra. Once Holy Mother was staying at Varanasi, Kashi, and one day the attendant was having a conversation with her, and then he had some doubts. Is it true, Mother, that whoever dies in Kashi, they will get liberation? Holy Mother said, of course, it is true. She did not say the scripture tells so, but she said that it is true. And whatever comes from Holy Mother's mouth is better than a Veda. Then the attendant had a little more query. He saw some ants were crawling all over. This is a universal phenomena. And then he looked at it and said, what about these ants? If they die, what happens? She said, yes, they will also. Any jiva, any living creature which dies in Kashi, they will become absolutely liberated. What about atheists? Yes. What about wicked people? Yes. What about people belonging to other religions? Yes. What about people who are murdering, who are robbing, who are cheating? Yes. The only condition is that they should be able to die in this particular place within that circumference of 8 kilometers called Kashi. Now, this from the rational point of view, it is not understandable. Only from the view of faith, yes, the scriptures tell us, and the holy people also tell us, Sri Ramakrishna confirmed this with his vision, and Holy Mother is herself telling, it is absolutely true, we have no other go but to accept it. If we want reason, and this is how I thought about it, and several other brother monks also thought about it, that how do these people, these creatures get? Because this is a non-believer, this is a wicked person, this is a non-human thing, it is an ant, it is a fly, etc. Is from whose point? From our viewpoint. Because I think I am the body, we think all these are also bodies only. We never think that all these creatures are jivatmas. We think it is a mosquito, it is an ant, it is a Muslim, it is a non-believer, it is a wicked person, etc., etc. But from Shiva's point of view, there is no jiva. Only Shiva is there. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. He sees only Shiva. But he also knows that this particular place, I have commanded. Whoever dies here, Mahamaya will destroy all their bondages. And his word is the Upanishad. Upanishad means that which destroys, that which loosens, that which burns, that which destroys, and that which leads us to the realization of our own true nature. We don't become one with Brahman. We are Brahman. We are never separate Brahman. That's why Vedanta tells us, you are not going to become Brahman. You are not going to be liberated. But you simply recollect, oh, I am free. I was free. I will be free. There is no bondage for me. And this reminder Shiva gives to the person on his funeral pyre. And this is how we have to understand it. But for that purpose, we will have to, especially in old age, not that this philosophy should be practiced only in old age, but old age is the much better time, and time is there, and varied experiences also can help us. So here it goes. Kate Kanta, who is your wife? Kaste Putraha, who is your son? Samsaraha Ayam, Ativa Vichitraha. This strange, amazing is the way of the world. Amazing. In Bhagavad Gita also, we get Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschid Enam, Ascharyavat Srunoti Kaschid. So, when Guru tells, thou art Brahman, you are the child of immortality, and it comes as a shocking news. And nobody tells us. We never think like that, either about ourselves or about the other people also. So this is amazing. And of whom are you? To whom do you belong? From where have you come? Brother, now ponder over these truths. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. We have been discussing in the Prashna Upanishad. This was the question. That who am I? Where from? Who is my wife? Who is my son? And from where have I come? To whom do I belong? And now you tell me, O Guruji. And then the Guru told him, see, Nirguna Brahma, the supreme reality, seemingly became Saguna Brahma, Ishvara, Maya, and it became Prajapati. Prajapati became what is called Prana and Rayi, the sun and the moon, food, matter, and the enjoyer of the matter, the subject and the object. And if you trace back from where you have come, I have come from the sun and moon. Where from they have come? From Prana and Rayi. Where from Prana and Rayi have come? Prana means, by the way, consciousness. Rayi means matter. What Swami Vivekananda, while commenting upon the Raja Yoga, calls it Akasha and Prana. Prana, he uses the same word. Akasha means matter. Prana means consciousness. A combination of these two is what we call the entire universe. So, is every great sage ultimately tells the whole thing. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Satyam, and the word none other than Brahman. Forget about that Brahma Mithya, Jagat Mithya. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya was what we usually hear. No, that is for the people who are still in ignorance. For a realized soul, Brahman alone is real. This world is none other than Brahman. Of course, you are within the world. And therefore, you are also none other than Brahman. Brother, because you are also Chaitanya, now ponder over these truths. Thus, Sri Shankara gives us a brotherly name and brotherly advice for our own spiritual well-being. And so he addresses every one of us who is sincere that this is what you need to do. What do you need to do? Think over these facts. Who are you? Who is your wife? Who are your children? And what is this family or samsara that I am coming? And if we can do it, everything will be all right. This is what Ramana Maharshi's famous pathway. Whoever goes with whatever problem, first of all, Ramana Maharshi used to quell all the wild restlessnesses of the everybody who approaches him within certain distance. Automatically, their minds become filled with indescribable peace. Mind becomes absolutely calm, which they cannot achieve even after deep meditation. And then in that mind, and that's what exactly Swami Vivekananda used to tell, because I am now and then inserting these remarks so that we will know what is the greatness of these people. Swami Vivekananda used to say that whenever I used to give talks, first few minutes, I will quell their minds so that they become completely free from all restlessness of their minds. And then whatever I give to them goes deep into their unconscious and from there starts working. There was a disciple of Swamiji. I think it was an American disciple, a lady, and she became despaired. And then she wrote a letter, "What is going to happen to me, Swami?" And Swamiji said, "I have accepted your burden. You go as down, as below as possible, to the very bottom. I will come, swoop, catch hold of you by the hair of your head, and I will pull you back. I am promising you, my disciple," he did not use that word, "is never going to perish." So he says, "Name bhaktaha pranashyati pa kaunteya pratijanihi kaunteya this with drum beating, he announced to the whole world, my devotee is never going to perish. Where do we come across this? Bhagavad Gita. That is what Swami Vivekananda said. Because he was none other than Krishna, it's when he addressed people, like Krishna is addressing Arjuna, only talking about Bhagavad Gita. In the presence of Ramana Maharshi, he used to quell first of all the minds of the people, and then smilingly, whatever be the problem, one person will have one type of problem, another person will have another type of circumstance which is a problem, but all problems stem only from one source, that is self-ignorance. So he used to advise them, find, and his solution for every problem is only this, find out who you are. So a man was dreaming, and then he felt somebody, he was dreaming that he was a king, he was dreaming that he had a nice royal dinner, he was dreaming that he was embracing a most beautiful wife, and then suddenly some wicked people entered into the bedchamber and pulled the king by the hair, took him to a dungeon, and went on beating him up. And then he was, oh my God, what sin I have committed. I do not remember having done anything. Why do you make me go through this horrible suffering? And then suddenly he woke up. And then he found out that actually nothing happened. That was a what is called nightmarish dream. And then he was there, right in his own palace, in his own bedroom, in his own royal bed, and he was being embraced, and his wife was very anxiously looking, why is my husband mourning like this? That word mourning is a very important word. Anyway, I am going on and on about these things. Shankaracharya is giving this brotherly advice for whose benefit? Not for his benefit, but for our benefit. So what is the essence? That find out who you are, find out who is your wife, find out who is your son. That means who are your parents, who are your family members, and your relationship with the entire world. But all this fringe on only one thing, that by finding out who you are, once you find out who you are, then all these problems will go away. How do they go away? Because once you think that I am the body, your wife is the body, your family members are the body, your parents, your relatives, your friends, your enemies, your office fellow workers, and your bosses, everybody is true. And so much of difference is there between everybody. All this become true only because it is based upon like this dream of this prince who went to bed and who had this nightmarish dream. Once he wakes up, there is absolutely nothing at all. So, ponder over it. Deeply think about it. Thinking is not intellectual exercise. Here, thinking means that you will be convinced. And, of course, there must be some platform, background, we have to fall upon to think about it. Simply you sit there, say, who am I? The only result that will come will be, I am a stupid fellow, I am an idiot fellow, I am a thoughtless fellow, I am an unintelligent fellow, I am most unhappy fellow. That's not what we really aiming to know. Everybody knows it. Only we are perhaps not aware of it. That is also good benefit in a way of speaking. Anyway, so scriptures are there, wise people are there, they are telling, you are from God, you came from God, you are living in God, and you go back to God. You are the child of immortality. It is a blasphemy to call man a sinner, to address man as a sinner. Here sinner means, Swamiji is talking, to be identified as the, I am the body, I am a man, I am a woman. This is called sin. And there can be no greater sin than this. Because this is the ignorance. So, avidya, asmita, raga,
ద్వేష అభినివేశ సంసార. ఫ్రమ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ కమ్స్ ఇగోటిజం, దట్ ఈస్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ వాట్ ఐ ఆమ్ వాట్ ఐ థింక్ నౌ, ఐఎమ్ ఏ మ్యాన్ ఉమన్ ఎట్సెట్రా. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ కమ్స్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ లైక్స్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది బాడీ, డీప్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు ది బాడీ కమ్స్ అండ్ ది హోల్ సంసార ఈజ్ రివాల్వింగ్ బేస్డ్ అపాన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ వీల్, సంసార చక్ర. సో ది రియల్ క్వెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడి, ఎవరీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ హూ యామ్ ఐ. అండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సాంగ్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు కోట్ ఇట్. యు నో శ్రీరామకృష్ణ హ్యాడ్ ఎన్ ఎక్సలెంట్ పోయెట్ డివోట్ డిసైపుల్. హీ యూస్ టు రైట్ మార్వలస్ డ్రామాస్ అండ్ మార్వలస్ సాంగ్స్ ఇన్ దట్ డ్రామాస్. ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ గిరీష్ చంద్ర ఘోష్. హీ వాజ్ బ్రాట్ టు ది అర్త్ బై ది డివైన్ మదర్ టు డెమోన్స్ట్రేట్ యు గో టు ది డీపెస్ట్ హెల్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ యాక్షన్స్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఓన్లీ హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్, ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ రిఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ ది గురు, దెన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ బి కంప్లీట్లీ రిజాల్వ్డ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఐఎమ్ టెంప్టెడ్ టు సే దిస్, గిరీష్ చంద్ర ఘోష్ నెవర్ హ్యాడ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ది శాంక్టిటీ ఆఫ్ గంగా, ది రివర్ గంగా. బట్ ఇన్ హిస్ యంగ్ ఏజ్ హీ నెవర్ వెంట్ టు బేత్ బికాజ్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ వైజ్ మ్యాన్. హీ యూస్ టు సే, ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ప్యూర్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ టు గంగా, బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ టేకింగ్ బాత్ అండ్ దెన్ కమింగ్ కమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ దెన్ రోలింగ్ ఇన్ ది డర్టీ మడ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ యూ కమ్ అవుట్. దట్స్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు హెల్ప్ అవుట్. But people noticed something very, very strange. In his old age, he used to go and religiously take dip in the Ganga. And somebody sarcastically remarked, Girish, now what you rejected earlier, now you started to believe those very superstitions. And then Girish Chandra Ghosh gave them back as if slapping them. He said, do you think I am bathing here to become pure? Then you are an ignoramus. You do not know. This body has been touched by Sri Ramakrishna. This body touched Sri Ramakrishna and he took away all my sins. In fact, Girish Chandra Ghosh used to say regretfully that had I known, I am going to meet this person who is going to remove every sin that I have committed, I would have drunk much more. I would have committed many more immoral acts because it is all these are like a mountain full of cotton. One spark from a match is sufficient to reduce the whole thing to ashes, and that was the faith that he had. Now he is telling about the Ganga. You fellow, you don't have brains, you do not understand. I have become so pure by the touch of Sri Ramakrishna. Every day, millions of people are taking bath in the Ganges and their sins are absorbed by Mother Ganga. And when I take bath, Mother Ganga becomes pure by my touch because I have been touched by Sri Ramakrishna. Now, you have to imagine what he is trying to do. Anyway, this Girish Chandra Ghosh had written, after coming into contact with Sri Ramakrishna, a complete transformation had taken place. And then he completely surrendered, and then Sri Ramakrishna took up his burden, and then he asked, what shall I do now? Sri Ramakrishna said, go on doing what you have been doing earlier also. That means write dramas, but this time write such dramas that they will awaken the people. And by the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, with the power of Sri Ramakrishna, he had written a most marvelous. All his dramas are wonderful, but one particular drama, Sri Chaitanya. And that became the most popular, and Sri Ramakrishna himself had witnessed it, Holy Mother had witnessed it, all the direct disciples have witnessed it, and his name, Girish Chandra Ghosh's name, became so popular. Not only that, the person who acted in that Sri Chaitanya, as Chaitanya himself. In those days, it is women used to act often, men use it to act as women, women also use it to act as men, because that profession of acting is considered as below an ordinary person's respect. One, Vinodini. And by coming into touch with Sri Ramakrishna, she became a sannyasini in her old age, and she went and spent her time only in thinking about God, and I am sure by Sri Ramakrishna's grace, she attained liberation. Now, Girish Chandra Ghosh had facilitated all these things. And then Girish Chandra Ghosh also wrote a drama called Buddha Charita. In that Buddha Charita, that is the life story of Buddha, he took a theme of his song of Buddhas or Siddharthas. Before enlightenment, Buddha was called Siddhartha, and Siddhartha was enlightened by some gods passing away to strengthen his resolution to renounce the world, and about which I will discuss in my next class. And then he has written this marvelous song, which many Bengali devotees know, but others also might have read in the gospel, because it comes in the gospel. Judai te chai, kothai judai, kotha hote ashi, kotha bhishe jai, phire phire ashi, koto kandi hashi, ke kotha jai sada, bhavi gotai, sada bhavi gotai, ke khelai, ami kheli ba keno, jagiye ghumai, koha ke jano, jani na keva, eshechi kothai, kenava eshechi, kotha niye jai, koto ashe jai, hashe kande gai, ei ache, arta khuni nai, ki kaje eshechi, ki kaje gelo, ke jane kemon, ki khela holo, korohe chetan, ke acho chetan, koto dine ar, bhangibe shapan, karo tamanash, hao he prakash, toma bina ar, nahik upai, taba pode tai, sharan chai. Here is the English translation we get in the gospel. We mourn for rest, alas, but rest can never find. We know not whence we come, nor where we float away. Time and again, we tread this round of smiles and tears. In vain we pine to know whither our pathway leads, and why we play this empty play. We sleep, although awake, as if by a spell bewitched. Will darkness never break into the light of dawn? As restless as the wind, life moves unceasingly. We know not who we are, nor whence it is we come. We know not why we come, nor where it is we drift. Sharp woes dart forth on every side. We know not why we come, nor what our deeds have been, nor in our bygone lives, how well we played our parts. Like water in a stream, we cannot stay at rest. Onward we flow forevermore. Rise, O dreamer, from your dream, and slumber not again. Shine forth, O shining one, and with thy shafts of light, slay thou the blinding dark. Our only savior art thou, we seek deliverance at thy feet. This is what happened in the chapter called The Master and Dr. Sarkar on Friday, October 23rd, 1885. And one devotee called Ram Taran sang from the play The Life of Buddha, composed by Girish Chandra Ghosh. As Sri Ramakrishna listened to the song, he went into Samadhi. We will discuss these marvelous things in our next class. ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. मे रामकृष्ण होली मदर एंड स्वामी विवेकानंद ब्लेस अस ऑल विथ भक्ति. जय रामकृष्ण.